sausage.
Now, yeah, bacon and sausage. I was thinking specifically in something, and this might be, you might use bacon too, but that you might put in something like green, turnip greens or something.
Oh, okay, well,
salt pork.
Or fat back.
Okay, good. Okay, you know, right. Is there any difference in those for you?
I really don't know if there is or not.
Okay.
Now, I know, well, fat back maybe could be, I don't know. I really don't know if
there is. But you just use them as an
answer. Yeah.
Now, do you know, when people cut the side of a hog, what they call the meat? Have you ever heard of a side of bacon?
Oh, yeah. Side of beef or side of bacon or something. Mm-hmm.
Now the kind of meat you mentioned that one before. Now you mentioned bacon. Now do you know what they would call it? Crusty part on the edge of a piece of bacon. Usually when you buy the store, it's already cut off. Okay, let's see if you know. Have you ever heard of either bacon skin or bacon rind?
Bacon rind. Okay. I've heard.
A man who makes his living by cutting meat would be called a
butcher.
Okay. If meat's been kept too long, you say the meat is
spoiled.
This next part. After you butcher a hog, do you know what people make with the meat from its head?
No, don't tell me hot dogs.
No, I don't know. It may be, for all I know. Have you ever heard of either head cheese or souse?
Now, I've heard of souse, but I don't know if it was in that connection or not.
Okay. Do you know of anything made by cooking and grinding up hog liver? Have you ever heard anything called liver pudding?
No.
Are
these real common things?
No, they're not at all.
My ignorance is showing through.
Souse and head cheese are... I didn't know them, but a lot of people know this.
Yeah.
But not the liver stuff. Not and the next thing. Did you ever hear anybody make anything out of hog blood?
No.
Okay. Have you ever heard of anything called a scrapple, where people take cornmeal and I don't know stuff out of Anyway. If you had some butter or something and you kept it too long and it didn't taste good anymore.
Rancid?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That happens more often than not. Now, milk that has, it's gone sour and it's gotten thick.
Curdled, yeah.
Now, do you know what people make out of curdled milk? It's a kind of cheese.
Cottage cheese.
Now, if people had to get impurity out of milk, they'd say they had to, or out of anything. If you had cooked something and you had some particles in it, and you wanted to save the, a gravy, and you wanted to get
skim it.
Okay, and then if you had to pour it through something, you
strain it.
Yeah. Oh, this is a type of pie, sort of a thing. Mm-hmm. It's made in a. It's made with. Oh, like peaches and stuff, and it's baked in a
cobbler.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something like to put over pudding or put over a cobbler. It's a sweet thing. Like if you took milk and thickened it up and sweetened it, you'd say you were going to put a. You probably.
You're not talking about whipped cream.
No. Say if it were a lemon.
Meringue.
No. Like on gingerbread, sometimes you put a lemon.
A glaze.
Okay.
Or a frosting sauce.
Okay. Now, if somebody had a really good appetite, you'd say, he sure likes to put away his... He sure likes to put away his...
food?
Sure.
No.